WQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another dramatic night on Capitol Hill as the House fails to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
Overnight, an embarrassing defeat for Republicans. The House failing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A handful of GOP lawmakers refusing to fall in line, saying the party provided no evidence of an impeachable offense.
The House is expected to bring it up again, but it's not clear when. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Israeli leaders, briefing them on Hamas's response to a proposed ceasefire in Gaza and the release of more Israeli hostages. Former President Trump's legal team has until Monday to file an appeal with the Supreme Court following that appeals court panel rejection of Trump's claims that he is immune from prosecution for actions taken in the White House. This is ABC News. Lawyers for Taylor Swift demanding that a Florida college student take down his account tracking her private plane. They say Jack Sweeney's posts amount to stalking. He's run into similar trouble before after tracking jets belonging to Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates. Two kids expelled from a private school, Liberty Christian Prep, near Orlando, Florida, but not for anything they did.
At issue, a sticker on Michelle Klein's car promoting her OnlyFans page.
It supports my family. This provides a very comfortable way of life for us.
The school asked Klein not to bring the car on campus unless the decal was removed.
It's legal. You know, I pay taxes just like everyone else.
The school sent a letter saying your family's enrollment with LCPS is terminated, effective immediately, but still offering the possibility to re-enroll her kids if she removes the sticker.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Removing the sticker might be a long shot. When the school first asked Klein about taking it off her car, she replaced it with a bigger one. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Celebrate Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. Start with Saturday's 2-for-1 happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. Then sink your teeth into a prime rib dinner cooked just the way you like at up to 9 p.m. On game day Sunday, claim your favorite seat for complimentary snacks and drink specials. We'll see you Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin, next to A&W.
Pre-order your Super Bowl wings by calling 715-339-3456.
Multitech of Prentice offers reliable forest machinery that lasts for decades and retains its value, and is also a very proud Phillips Lager Booster Club sponsor.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote tomorrow. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to revive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption, though, is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe in Fifield. It's the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast. It's all you can eat, with adults getting in for $9 and children under 5 are free. Once again, that is Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe for the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Ann Schulke, age 84, of Glidden, went to her heavenly home on Wednesday, January 31st, with her loving family by her side. Carol is survived by her sons, Randy, Gregory, and Kevin. Survived also by 3 grandchildren. Further survived by 3 great-grandchildren. And by her brother, Dennis Shuck, of Glidden, and by an aunt, Marion Tim of Park Falls, and by many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, February 8th at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden with Reverend Kenneth Laners officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 9 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Ann Schulke, age 84, Glidden. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy but mild today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered light rain possible. We'll drop down to 39 for a low. Tomorrow, light rain, 47. On Friday, rain and snow with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas, Utah, have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this is going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucks are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In some local sports notes, boys basketball action from last night, Mellon, they defeat Lacouture LCO by a score of 75-48 last night. It was the Winter Boys topping Flambeau. Final score there was 85-71. South Shore winner over the Butternut Boys, 65-23. Lakeland beats Tomahawk, 78-48. On the girls' side, Phillips last night at home beating Abbotsford. You heard it here. We'll have an archive for you later. 80-39, the Phillips girls get the Merrowood victory last night. St. Croix Falls defeats Ashland, 62-34. Athens on their home court, they defeat the Shawamigan girls 72-28. Prentice girls a winner over Rib Lake last night. Rivalry game, and Prentice wins it 64-57. The Lakeland girls beat Tomahawk 73-25. And the Medford girls a winner over Antigo 49-34. And in hockey action last night, Lakeland was a 4-3 winner over Waupaca. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I had a party at my house recently, and some vegans came over. Any vegans here tonight? Anybody vegan? You're vegan? Are you vegan? How long have you been vegan? 10 years. 10 years, amazing. That's amazing that you had enough protein to clap both your hands at the same time. It's pretty impressive. Like somebody didn't have to assist you. Like, did you have a power bar today? Can you put this to? Can I ask you this? Because I had vegans come over to my house. Why do vegans try to trick you into eating their food? It's like, hey, do you like that chocolate cake? Do you like it? Yeah? It tasted like chocolate cake, didn't it? No. There's no eggs in it. It's vegan. I'm like, we don't do that back to you, right? Hey, do you like that muffin? Yeah, that blueberry muffin? Do you like it? Yeah. No, not blueberries. Panda. And the sense of entitlement vegans have, the sense of entitlement, these two guys came over and they go, we had cookies, we had cakes, we had chips, we had booze, the whole nine yards. This guy comes up and goes, hey man, I saw the spread you have, it's pretty nice, but do you have any vegan options? Did you just say options? Yeah, I've got vegan options. I've got two of them. Yeah. Eat that or go home. Hey guys, I'm good, man. My name's Rob.
You can't get enough Super Bowl action, and that's why the Sports Channel is starting now with pre-game Super Bowl coverage. It all starts tonight in the stadium parking lot. There's nobody there now, but on game day, it'll be packed. Tomorrow, coverage continues with awesome concession deliveries. Trucks full of bratwurst, pretzels, beer, pulling up, unloading, driving away. The next day, watch other news teams arrive and camp out. Test equipment, chill time, wandering around, and then on game day... Well, we can't actually show you anything because it's on another network. But until then, watch the Sports Channel for all your pre-game Super Bowl coverage.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
see they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
98QCountry.com.
country classic. Song of the South, 98Q Country. Wimpy weather continues for a couple more days with temperatures in the upper 40s. Today, tomorrow, we should be back down to 20s and maybe 30 for a stretch of about a week or so. Precipitation likely on Friday, some in the form of rain. We'll actually see a little bit of light snow maybe later on Friday, midday possibly. Road conditions could be a little bit slippery at times on Friday, but not a big storm by any means. Just a couple of inches expected. We've got a fundraiser going on tonight. That's very easy for you to support because it's takeout. You swing on by the Country Cafe today in Fifield from 4 to 7 and get yourself some chicken dumpling soup or chili. They got a hearty sandwich to go with that and a homemade Kit Kat bar for $8. $8. Funds from this are going to go to fix up the furnace over there at St. Francis of Assisi in Fifield. So it's takeout only. Just go on down to Country Cafe 4 to 7. Walk on in, get what you need, and there you go. You're off and running. A little supper at home with a carryout on that. Bucks lose again last night. Damian Lillard is hurt. We mentioned that the other day that he was kind of ailing a little bit, did not play. It's a two-headed monster for the Bucks. I mean, it's Giannis and Dame. And if one of them isn't on the court, they go from a championship-caliber team to a very mediocre team pretty fast. And they're struggling. They're struggling on this road trip. Badgers back in action tonight. They travel to take on Michigan. Michigan is at the bottom. I was taking a look at the Big Ten standings. Bizarre to see Michigan and Ohio State. They were at the bottom of the Big Ten standings. It's just like, whoa. Usually they have, for how many years they've been powers and they're lingering at the bottom of the Big Ten. So always tough to win in the Big Ten. A little earlier broadcast. I think it's a 5 o'clock start time on that. And if you're traveling around, I just want to let you guys know, if you travel around Wisconsin, download that Civic Media app because there's a lot of things going on our station, our Civic Media group, where I have a whole list of our Civic Media stations that carry the Badgers from Amory to Racine to Kenosha to Richland Center. So it's kind of a good stopping point if you like listening to the Badgers and the Bucks and stuff like that, that you can tune in. You'll know where to tune in by going to the app, and at the very least, it'll tell you where you can find it on the radio as you travel. So it's a good app to have on your phone. You can listen right here to 98Q and to 103.1, both on your phone through the Civic Media app. Tomorrow, the Timberwolves and the Bucks going to play in Milwaukee. Timberwolves lost an overtime game last night, too. They're stumbling a little bit. So that should be a good one tomorrow night. We've got more local action coming up on Thursday and Friday. And you're saying, Joel, what exactly would that be? And I'd be like, I don't know. We're featuring the Phillips Loggers with action against Marathon. The Marathon girls Thursday. The Marathon boys will be in town on Friday. The North certainly not getting much love when it comes to rankings for boys and girls basketball. And the rankings don't mean anything. Except they're just a nice accolade, a nice, a nice salute, tip of the hat, saying that you're having a good season. But boy, both Lakeland girls and the Phillips girls both having extremely strong years. I think they're both at like 19-2 or 20-2, and no love in the top 10 for either team in the latest polls. And the Logger girls, they've lost two games this year. One game they lost was to Assumption, which is the number one team in Division 5 right now. And the other team they lost to was a Florida team when they went down to their trip over the holidays. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. They've been steamrolling this year, but no love for them in the top 10. So looking for them to make a deep, deep tournament run. And we'll be there for you with tournament coverage of our boys and girls basketball squads, of course, right here, and teaming up on 103.1 to get you the play-by-play. 7:32, twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do it now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another dramatic night on Capitol Hill as the House fails to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
Overnight, an embarrassing defeat for Republicans. The House failing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A handful of GOP lawmakers refusing to fall in line, saying the party provided no evidence of an impeachable offense.
The House is expected to bring it up again, but it's not clear when. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Israeli leaders, briefing them on Hamas's response to a proposed ceasefire in Gaza and the release of more Israeli hostages. Former President Trump's legal team has until Monday to file an appeal with the Supreme Court following that appeals court panel rejection of Trump's claims that he is immune from prosecution for actions taken in the White House. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Brett Favre still owes money in his welfare fraud case. Mississippi auditor Shad White is suing Favre for $730,000 in fines and interest on the money he took for speeches that he never gave. Favre was never charged with any crime. Deepfake images and voices are already creeping into political ads around the country. Wisconsin lawmakers don't want it to happen here. Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Upfront a bill to label AI in political ads has bipartisan support.
This isn't a Republican issue. This isn't a Democratic issue. This is an issue that affects everybody. And that's why we wanted to make it a broad coalition and earn that bipartisan support and make sure that it's signed by the governor.
The bill would impose a $1,000 fine for violations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Phillips Clergy Association would like to invite anyone who wants to know how to talk to someone about abortion, has dealt with abortion in any way, or dealt with its aftermath, to dinner and a movie. This will be on February 13th at 6 p.m. at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church on Highway 13 in Phillips. Please call 715-339-4632 to RSVP. All are welcome, and it's appropriate for all ages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last four seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he says, one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, Mellon beat LCO in boys basketball 75-48. Wintertop Flambeau 85-71. The South Shore boys up in Butternut 65-23. And the Lakeland boys get a win over Tomahawk last night 78-48. On the girls' side, you heard it here. We'll have an archive later. Phillips topping Abbotsford 80-39 in girls' action. It was St. Croix Falls topping the Ashland girls 62-34. Athens down in Athens beating the Shawamigan girls 72-28. The Prentice girls at home topping Rib Lake 64-57. Lakeland girls, they continue to roll along 73-25 over Tomahawk. And the Medford girls top Antigo last night 49-34. And the Lakeland hockey team was a winner 4-3 last night over Waupaca.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl.
Serving. stuff from Jelly Roll. That's called Halfway to Hell at 98Q Country. I don't know why music seems to be intrigued with people like Jelly Roll, who very talented. We just love, I say we, a lot of people just love those songs about artists that just are just having a bad time. And we don't want to live with them. If you had to live with them and go through their lifestyle, that wouldn't be fun. But we certainly like to hear songs about them and say, ooh, that doesn't sound good. That's Jelly Roll, his new one. I don't know. It's true. If you go through the history of music there. Hey, your local Park Falls BP is right there for you. They're right down the road here from the radio station, right next to McDonald's. They got your fuel. They've got the wine. They've got the spirits and beverages and, you know, everything you need to get your day rolling, whether it be a cup of coffee, a couple of maybe a bag of chips, snacks for lunchtime. Fuel up, get rolling, get what you need at your local Park Falls BP. Everyday low prices and a great value right next to McDonald's right here in Park Falls, Wisconsin, USA. We'll just throw some snowballs here in just a little bit. We'll give you a couple chances during reality radio. How about that? We'll give you a chance to gather your thoughts. Sports books are expecting over $23 billion. $1 billion will be bet on the Super Bowl this Sunday. I wonder if they'll actually have betting stations right there at the stadium. I don't think they've done that yet, have they? But it's coming. It's coming. Where you'll be able to, go to an NFL game and go back in the little walkway back there and, you know, place a bet. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. If it produces more revenue, it'll happen. It'll happen. They continue. I've been listening to some shows from the Super Bowl this week, and the most common question with so many people is, can you believe that the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas? Because if you grew up, I mean, even as recent as the 2000s, or, you know, the first decade of the 2000s, the thought of the Super Bowl being in Vegas with the NFL just, they're very, very adamant about no gambling and no gambling and no gambling and no gambling. And then DraftKings came along and said, hey, we got a big number here that's got a B in front of it that involves the word billions. How about we find a way to gamble on this whole thing? And the powers that be said, okay, I'm interested. Of course, everybody, you can go to Vegas. You can do what you want. You can bet on the game. You can do that. But if you're actually involved with the game, the players and coaches, they can't even go into a casino. That's why they're staying like 40 minutes away from the from downtown Vegas. So they don't even want the players and the coaches around the whole stuff. But we'll bring the game there. We'll let everybody else. it does seem like a big time money grab, but that's not a surprise. I mean, if it's popular, people will pay for it. People will buy it. $10,000 a ticket. $10,000 a ticket. It's to get in the stadium. And it might even be higher than that now. And hotels. If you wanted to go to Vegas right now and book a hotel, first of all, you probably wouldn't be able to find one. But if you did, it would probably run you in the thousands. Several thousand dollars just for a place to lay your head. In Vegas for the Super Bowl. Absolutely insanity. What is it about football? What is it? What is it about football that people just can't, they just can't get enough of it? I'm not sure what it is. People, is it the violence of the sport? I don't know. I don't know. You can tell me all kinds of things you want. Well, it's the tradition of the sport. Well, baseball has the same tradition. Well, it's the excitement. There's actually like 90 seconds of actual action during a 3 hour broadcast of the National Football League. So it's not like it's a high action game. It's strategy. I mean, baseball has strategy. Basketball has strategy. Hockey has, you know, some scoring now, so they got a little bit more, but I don't know. I think somebody sold their soul at some point along the way to make this whole NFL. But what else could it be? I got no other explanation for you other than we love our football in America, and we'll bet $23 billion on the game this Sunday. Good luck. I hope your $5 bet works out for you.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by CompuMold Tool and Design, a comprehensive mold manufacturing company that is committed to meeting or exceeding our customers' expectations in delivering a quality mold with the shortest lead times at a competitive price.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life. So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy but mild today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered light rain possible. We'll drop down to 39 for a low. Tomorrow, light rain, 47. On Friday, rain and snow with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
Listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.